over there. And a hearty, friendly hello. Or should I say good morning, and good afternoon, or good evening. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Into the Garden with me, Salome Jacobs. No matter where you are, no matter which part of the day it is, thank you. Thank you for taking time out to listen to Into the Garden. I trust that you are well and that you are in good health and that your family is doing okay. I know that no matter where you are, there is someone out there, there are a group of soul sisters who care. And today the title is Greater Than Any Obstacle. But before I start, why don't you quickly just dash on over to the kitchen and make yourself comfortable. Make yourself a lovely decadent cup of tea or coffee, or perhaps a hot chocolate, a cappuccino or a latte. But whatever it is, perhaps a glass of water or juice, and then simply just relax and unwind. And sometimes that's just what we need. We need time out. And that's what Into the Garden is. It gives you and me some time out. Time to sit in a comfortable chair in the garden and listen to the humming of bees and the flutter of birds' wings and gazing up into the beautiful blue sky. That's rare, because not many do it these days. Not many look up into the sky, not many even look up into the midnight sky at night and look and gaze into the stars. We forget our inner child. And yes, life can be expensive, but that is not expensive. Gazing up into the sky is not expensive. Listening to the whisking in the trees, that's not expensive. Watching the birds and the shapes of the different clouds, that's not expensive. That's a gift. So thank you for spending time with me as you and I take a stroll once again into the garden for a time of reflection and going within. And the inscription simply reads as follows: believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Greater than any obstacle. Perhaps you are awaiting news from afar. Perhaps an email, a promotion, a home loan, a car loan. But whatever it is, you can overcome that obstacle. You can overcome that delay, because it might not be on your and my time watch, but it is on God's time watch. And at the exact moment, at the exact time that you wish for, or that you hope for, will be released. As I gaze upon all the goodness He has done, how enriched my life has become, you can but only say, thank you. So you marvel at the works, the intensity, majestic, enormous strength you have coming from inside you. Is that you? Is that me? Why question when God is at work? For all thy works shall praise thee. Your soul cries out, why? How? When? But alas, crushed as you are high and lifted up. For in my soul and your weakness, we are giants. We are made strong. Like the butterfly, it doesn't stay a worm, does it? Which, by the way, isn't beautiful, right? No, but through different seasons, different stages, different difficulties, different calamities, you are put in a place you don't want to be. So you fight. You get anxious. But guess what? Through it all, from the guttermost, that worm changes to the uttermost, yet colorful, awe-inspiring butterfly. You have held on to that process, that lesson, that season, that will equip you, that will nourish you, that taught you, that will change you, that will determine your strength from your weakness. That's you and I. So let go of need for speed. For when you delight in a ray of beauty, you are his delight. Soulful, soul, sister, prayer warrior, be bold. Step out and be known for your light, your radiance, your beauty, your gracefulness, and your charm. Yet remember, charm is but fleeting, but a woman who serves the Lord is greatly to be praised and pleasing. And so it is, so shall it be. So thank you once again for allowing me into your space. No matter where you are, perhaps you're on your way to work, dropping the kids off, catching a flight at the airport, sitting in a coffee shop, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the mall, or in the park. Always remember that there is something greater than any obstacle. And allowing me into your space, into your nook, into your humble abode. And with that said, thank you for inviting a friend or two, or even family members, colleagues, friends, nephews and nieces to tune into Enter the Garden. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and trust that whoever is ill will have a speedy recovery, whoever is in need of promotion, that you will allow God to fight your battle. There are certain things you and I can do, and then there are times that we simply just have to let go and let God do the rest, where He and He alone gives you and I the stamp of approval. So until next time, do take care, and I'll catch you with another inspirational, motivational, soulful soul poetry. Enter the Garden.